Sharing the road. Sharing the road with pedestrians. Drivers must watch carefully for pedestrians. Be especially alert for young, elderly, disabled, or intoxicated pedestrians. They are the most frequent victims in motor vehicle or pedestrian collisions. Many crashes are the result of pedestrians not paying attention to or entering traffic carelessly, while other crashes are caused by drivers who failed to yield the right of way or do not use caution when pedestrians are present. Driver responsibilities. Drive slowly and remain alert in areas where pedestrians are present. When a vehicle ahead of you stops for a pedestrian, do not pass the stopped vehicle, even if there are two lanes provided. This is a frequent cause of death for pedestrians. Watch for pedestrians who are walking against a red light, stepping into traffic from between parked vehicles, and crossing in locations where there is not a marked crosswalk. Even when pedestrians cross the street carelessly, the driver must yield. Do not block a crosswalk when stopped or waiting to make a turn. Blocking a crosswalk with all or part of your vehicle forces pedestrians to go around you and puts them in a potentially dangerous situation. Watch for pedestrians whenever you cross a sidewalk or road shoulder, such as entering or leaving an alley, driveway, or private road. Use caution when children are playing in or near the street. Children often move quickly and do not check for traffic. Use caution in the presence of elderly pedestrians. They may not be alert to the dangers of traffic situations. Do not stop to pick up hitchhikers on the interstate or the ramps. Use extra caution when approaching a blind pedestrian. When a pedestrian who has a white cane or is being led by a guide dog is crossing or waiting to cross the street ahead of you, you must stop and yield the right of way. When you are turning, look for and yield to pedestrians crossing side streets. Many intersections with signals have no turn on red signs that light up during pedestrian crossing times. Do not turn right on red when the signs are lit. Remember, do not turn right on a red arrow. At marked crosswalks, a pedestrian sign may be placed on the road to remind drivers that they are required to yield to pedestrians within crosswalks. School zones. Be particularly alert at all times for children and pedestrians in a school zone. Also watch for school buses which may be arriving and departing. Signs or flashing lights warn you that you are approaching a school or school crossing. Many school zones have lower speed limits, and the speed limit signs will have the words "when flashing" or "when children are present" to let you know when the speed limit is in effect. Note that regular school hours are not the only time children are present at schools. After school and weekend activities often take place at schools. Children at play. Be extra careful in residential areas and at times in places where children are likely to be present. Teach your own children the rights and duties of pedestrians at an early age. Always be extra watchful when backing in or out of a driveway. Children may run behind or be playing behind your vehicle. Pedestrian responsibilities. Although drivers must yield to pedestrians, pedestrians must not suddenly leave a curb or other safe waiting place and walk into the path of a vehicle if it is so close that it is an immediate hazard. Vehicles cannot stop at once. Pedestrians should be aware of the following safety rules and suggestions. Look in both directions before crossing any street. Always obey walk or don't walk signs. Do not start to cross while the pedestrian signal is flashing "don't walk." If you have already started to cross during the walk signal, you will have time to safely complete your crossing during the flashing "don't walk." When facing a yellow or red light, do not cross unless a walk sign is showing. If there are no pedestrian signals, cross when the light turns green for the traffic going in the same direction. Watch for turning vehicles. When there are sidewalks, pedestrians should not walk on or along the highway. If there are no sidewalks, you should walk as far as possible to the left side of the road, facing traffic. Use crosswalks. The main purpose of crosswalks is to encourage pedestrians to cross only at certain locations where crossings can be made safely. When walking at dusk or at night, wear light-colored or reflective clothing and carry a light. Don't wear headphones, especially in busy areas. Being able to hear approaching traffic adds to your safety. Along streets or highways without sidewalks, never walk on the right side with back to traffic. Walk on the left side, facing approaching traffic. Wear light-colored clothing if walking at dawn or dusk or after dark. Carry a flashlight and wear reflectorized clothing. Sharing the road with school buses. School bus stops. It is against the law to pass a school bus which has stopped and has its red warning lights on. Never pass from any direction when the red lights are on. When a school bus is on the highway and is about to pick up or discharge students, the school bus driver activates the alternately flashing yellow lights and begins slowing down. You should be preparing to stop. After the bus has stopped, the driver will activate the alternately flashing red warning lights. Once the red warning lights have been activated, you must stop your vehicle. Remember, even in a schoolyard, you must not pass a stopped school bus with its alternately flashing red warning lights activated. There are a few exceptions where a stop is not necessary. You do not have to stop on a divided highway if the school bus is traveling in the opposite direction. A concrete barrier may be used to separate traffic from the bus, and you are not required to stop. In Vermont, if you are found guilty of passing a stopped school bus with its warning lights on, you will be subject to a substantial fine and 5 points on your driver license. Sharing the road with bicyclists. The number of people riding bicycles on streets and highways is growing daily, both for exercise and transportation use. Under state law, bicyclists have the right to operate on all roads unless they are specially prohibited, such as on limited access highways like the interstate. The same traffic rules and regulations for vehicle drivers apply to bicyclists. Bicycles, however, are quieter and less visible than other vehicles, especially at night. As a motorist, you should drive defensively around a bicyclist because the slightest mistake could cause serious injury or death. When you approach a bicyclist, keep on the lookout and slow down. Give them plenty of room when passing and be prepared to stop suddenly. Do not honk at a bicyclist unless you have good cause to warn them. The loud noise could startle the rider and cause them to lose control. It is important to remember that bicyclists have the same rights and duties as motor vehicle operators. To avoid conflict, drivers of motor vehicles need to know the rules. Driver responsibilities. Share the road with bicyclists. They have a legal right to ride on the road. Drivers must be courteous and cautious, even if it takes a little longer. Be aware that bicyclists are allowed to ride as far to the left as needed, when necessary, to be safe. In some instances, it is safest for a bicyclist to take the lane by riding toward the center of the lane. There may be reasons for the bicyclist to be riding in the travel lane, such as roadway hazards not visible to motorists, or to position themselves correctly in the proper travel lane. Learn to recognize situations and obstacles which may be hazardous to cyclists, such as potholes, drain grates, railroad tracks, and narrow bridges or roadways. Give them adequate space to maneuver. Be aware that when a bicyclist is making a left turn, the cyclist should signal and move to the left side of the lane or into the turning lane. This is the proper maneuver, and the cyclist should be allowed to safely complete the turn before being overtaken by motor vehicle traffic. Leave at least 4 feet of passing space between the right side of your vehicle and a bicyclist. If the road is too narrow for motor vehicles and bicycles to ride safely side by side, wait until it is safe to pass the bicyclist without forcing them off the side of the road. Be aware that two bicyclists may legally ride side by side. Slow down until it is safe to pass, or give them time to adjust their position. Even then, do not pass the bicyclists until it is safe. When turning left at an intersection, yield to oncoming bicyclists just as you would yield to oncoming motorists. Bicyclists may be traveling faster than you realize, so give them adequate space. Common vehicle-caused collisions with bicycles. 4 common errors could cause you to strike a bicyclist. Number 1. Turning left without noticing or yielding to an oncoming bicyclist. Number 2. Turning right at an intersection or driveway without checking for a bicyclist on the right who is continuing straight ahead or coming off a sidewalk. Number 3. Entering or crossing a street without checking for a bicyclist in the street or on the sidewalk. Number 4. Opening a vehicle door into the path of a bicyclist. Bicyclists' responsibilities. Bicyclists are valid road users and have all the rights and responsibilities of other vehicle drivers. Although a license isn't required to ride a bicycle, bicyclists must obey all the rules of the road. Bicyclists are allowed to ride two abreast so long as they do not impede the normal and reasonable flow of traffic. Obey the following rules for a safe and legal cycling experience. Obey all traffic signals and signs. If you break any traffic laws, you are subject to a ticket and fines. Ride with traffic. Always ride with through traffic on the right side of the road. If you approach a right turn lane and intend to go straight, do not enter the right turn lane. Ride in a predictable manner. Always ride in a straight line. Do not weave in and out of parked cars. If the road is too narrow for a bicycle and a vehicle to travel side by side, the bicyclist should occupy the lane until it is safe to move back to the right. Check over your shoulder before changing your lane position, and do not weave between parked vehicles. Signaling turns. You must always signal your intent to turn using the proper hand signals. Look to make sure lanes are clear of traffic before you make a lane change or turn. Sharing the road with skateboards, scooters, etc. Of recent special concern are personal wheeled transportation users such as skateboarders, rollerbladers, non-motorized scooters, electric wheelchairs, etc. People using the roadway with these types of devices can sometimes be traveling at a significant rate of speed. Users can move abruptly and change direction unexpectedly into your travel path. Be especially alert and cautious around these types of roadway users. Sharing the road with motorcycles. Today's motorcycle riders are friends, relatives, and neighbors. The motorcyclist has the same rights and responsibilities on the highway as drivers of other vehicles. Motorists should recognize this and not attempt to crowd motorcycles or take the right of way from cyclists. Motorcyclists, on the other hand, must operate as responsible road users and not attempt to take advantage of the cycle's narrow silhouette and maneuverability. Motorcyclists often slow by downshifting or merely rolling off the throttle, thus not activating a brake light. Allow more than 4 seconds of following distance. At intersections, predict a motorcyclist may slow down without visual warning. Turn signals on a motorcycle are usually not self-canceling. Thus, some riders, especially beginners, sometimes forget to turn them off after a turn or lane change. Make sure a motorcycle's signal is for real. Motorcyclists often adjust position within a lane to be seen more easily and to minimize the effects of wind, road debris, and passing vehicles. Understand that motorcyclists adjust lane position for a purpose and not to be reckless or show off. Because of its small size, a motorcycle seems to be moving faster than it really is. Don't think motorcyclists are speed demons. Because of its small size, a motorcycle may look farther away than it is. When checking traffic to turn at an intersection, predict a motorcycle is closer than it looks. Because of its small size, a motorcycle can be easily hidden by objects inside or outside a car, doorposts, mirrors, passengers, bushes, trees, parked cars, fences, bridges, blind spots, etc. Take an extra moment to thoroughly check traffic, whether you're changing lanes or turning at intersections. Stopping distance for motorcycles is nearly the same as for cars, but slippery pavement makes stopping quickly difficult. Allow more following distance behind a motorcycle because it can't always stop on a dime. Maneuverability is one of a motorcycle's better characteristics, especially at slower speeds and with good road conditions. But don't expect a motorcyclist to always be able to dodge out of the way. Carrying a passenger complicates a motorcyclist's task. Balance is more difficult. Stopping distance is increased. Maneuverability is reduced. Predict more problems when you see two on a motorcycle, especially near intersections. Mirrors are smaller on a motorcycle and usually convex. This gives the motorcyclist a smaller image of you and makes you appear farther back than you actually are. Keep at least a 4-second space cushion when following a motorcyclist. There are a lot more cars and trucks than motorcycles on the road, and some drivers don't recognize a motorcycle and ignore it, usually unintentionally. Look for motorcycles, especially when checking traffic at an intersection. At night, single headlights and taillights on motorcycles can blend into the lights of other traffic. Those odd lights could be a motorcycle. Motorcycles are entitled to a full lane. When passing a motorcycle, change lanes completely. Never cut in too closely just after you have overtaken a motorcycle. Be sure to use your turn signals to alert a rider of your intention to pass, change lanes, or turn. Allow a passing motorcyclist plenty of room And never try to speed up to stay ahead of a motorcycle passing you. When a motorcycle is in motion, don't think of it as a motorcycle. Think of it as a person. Note: more information about motorcycle laws and rules and how to obtain a motorcycle permit or endorsement can be found in the Vermont Motorcycle Manual. Sharing the road with large trucks. Each year, there are more than 250,000 crashes involving passenger vehicles and large trucks. In more than 70% of fatal crashes involving automobiles and trucks, it was the driver of the other vehicle, not the truck driver, who caused the crash. Most crashes involving automobiles and trucks occur in daylight, on straight and dry pavement, under good weather conditions. Trucks are much bigger and heavier than other vehicles. In 4 out of 5 fatal crashes involving trucks, the driver of the other vehicle was killed. Many of these crashes could be avoided if motorists knew about truck limitations and how to steer clear of unsafe situations involving trucks. Remember, trucks don't drive like other vehicles. Generally speaking, the bigger the truck is, the bigger the driver's blind spots, the more room the truck needs to maneuver, the longer it takes the truck to stop, the longer it takes you to pass it. Watch blind spots, the no zones. Large trucks have blind spots, or no zones, around the front, back, and sides of the truck. A truck could even turn into you because these no zones make it difficult for the driver to see. Don't hang out in the no zones. Remember, if you can't see the truck's rear side view mirrors, then the truck driver can't see you. Passing. It takes longer to pass a large truck. You should maintain a consistent speed when passing. Make sure you can see the cab of the truck in your inside rear view mirror before returning to the right lane. When vehicles pull in front of a truck too soon, the truck driver may have to act quickly to avoid a crash. Backing up. When a truck driver is backing up, he sometimes must temporarily block the street to maneuver his trailer. Never go around a truck that is preparing to back up or is in the process of backing up. Most trailers can completely hide objects that suddenly come between them and a loading area. If you try to go around the truck, you can enter a blind spot and the truck driver can't see you. Rear blind spots. Unlike other motor vehicles, trucks have long blind spots directly behind them. The truck driver can't see your vehicle in this position, and your own view of traffic flow is severely reduced. Following too closely greatly increases your chance of a rear-end collision with a truck. If you can't see the truck's side rearview mirrors, then the truck driver can't see you. Side blind spots. Trucks have much larger blind spots on both sides of their vehicle than passenger vehicles. When you drive in these blind spots for any length of time, you can't be seen by the truck driver. If a truck driver needs to change lanes quickly for any reason, a serious crash could occur if your vehicle is in the truck driver's blind spot. Wide turn. Always look for the truck's turn signals. Truck drivers often need to swing wide to the left in order to make a right turn. They cannot see vehicles directly behind or beside them. Do not cut in between the truck and the curb or shoulder to the right. This increases the possibility of a crash. Sharing the road with slow-moving vehicles. A slow-moving vehicle, such as a tractor or other piece of large farm machinery, is unable to travel at highway speed. It is identified by an orange and red triangular sign mounted on the rear of the vehicle. These signs help motorists recognize the vehicle ahead more quickly. The sooner you can identify a slow-moving vehicle, the more time you have to respond by reducing your speed. Slow-moving vehicles may make wide turns at unmarked entrances to the right or left of a roadway. Some farm equipment is wider than the road itself. Some wagons or equipment may sway on the roadway, and you might not be able to see the driver. When driving a slow-moving vehicle causes traffic delays, it may pull over to the side of the road, if and when it is possible and safe to do so, in order to let others go by safely. Agricultural vehicle operators have a right to drive their vehicles on the road. Keep a safe following distance behind slow-moving vehicles so the operator can see you, or you can see them if possible. It may be necessary to allow for more than a 4-second following distance. Yield to wide equipment on narrow roads. Pass slow-moving vehicles cautiously and only if conditions are safe and there is no oncoming traffic. Be patient and be alert to possible turning vehicles. Share the road safely with large and slow-moving vehicles. Watch Keeping Our Rural Roads Safe in Vermont. Aggressive drivers, Aggressive drivers may not be thinking about the consequences of their actions when they drive too fast and pass when it is unsafe. They may fail to use signals for lane changes and may weave in and out of traffic, follow too closely, and cut off cars as they try to get ahead. All these actions are unlawful and can result in traffic tickets or worse. Aggressive drivers may also yell, honk their horns, and flash their lights at other drivers. If an aggressive driver cuts you off or does something else that is unsafe, do not try to get even. Stay calm. Get out of the driver's way. Don't challenge them. Trying to get even with the aggressive driver is a bad idea. Sharing the road with domestic animals. When on a public highway, a person riding an animal or driving an animal-drawn vehicle is granted all the rights of a driver of a motor vehicle. It shall be necessary for a motor vehicle operator to reduce speed when coming upon such a situation, and possibly even stop, in order to exercise every reasonable precaution to prevent the frightening of the animal or animals and to ensure the safety and protection of the rider or driver. A motor vehicle operator should never blow their horn or rev their engine, especially when operating a motorcycle, so as not to startle the animal or animals when meeting, following, or passing such animals. Use the full traffic lane to completely pass the animal, and never cut quickly back into your lane. When following a horse with a rider, horse and wagon, or herded animals, leave at least a 4-second following distance. A motor vehicle operator may be fined or imprisoned for negligent operation of a motor vehicle around such animals, 23 VSA 1127. Moose and deer safety. A collision with a moose or deer can be fatal not only to the animal, but to the driver and passengers of a vehicle. Driving cautiously in those areas on the highway marked with deer and moose crossing signs can save lives and prevent injuries. The presence of moose and deer on highways is most likely to occur during late evening, nighttime, and early morning hours. Use caution when driving during those hours when deer and moose tend to roam or feed. The light from vehicle headlights may cause a deer to temporarily freeze and be unable to get out of the way of a vehicle, or it may bound at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour toward their habitat. This means that if a deer is on the opposite side of the road from its habitat, it may turn and bolt in front of a vehicle. Animals travel in pairs, so be prepared to see a second one once you see the first. Collisions with moose are more deadly to motorists. Moose weigh much more than deer, more than 1,000 pounds. Also, they are much taller than deer, and in a collision can land on top of the vehicle and its occupants with crushing force. Deer eyes reflect headlights. Because moose are taller, their eyes may not reflect in the vehicle's headlights. Also, moose are more darkly colored than deer. These characteristics make moose especially difficult to see in the evening hours.